Let us attend. Now, when Jesus heard it, he departed from there by boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the multitudes heard it, they followed him on foot from the cities. And Jesus went out, when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them, and healed their sick. When it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food." But Jesus said to them, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "We have here only 2 5-loaves and 2 fish. He said, "Bring them here to me." Then he commanded the multitudes to sit down on the grass, and he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke, and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitudes. So they all ate and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments that remained. Now those who had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. And immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
It says that the crowd followed Jesus away from the cities into a desert place where he was by himself. This has the shape of the Exodus. The cities would be Egypt, and later the Babylonian captivity. But the biblical history of Israel shows the shape of the inner life of those who have passed through the waters of holy baptism. So our gospel this morning is every gospel that shows the shape of our soul's inner life. The cities is the world, or Egypt, ruled by the Pharaoh, or the prince of this age. He holds us in bondage to the fear of death through our idolatry. His angels or demons are the rulers of the power of the air, working even now in the sons of disobedience through the idols that the sons of disobedience live for. Note well then, they followed Jesus into a desert place after having heard he was there. In biblical spirituality, hearing is perhaps the most important of all the senses. As we hear repeatedly in the Old Testament prophets, "Hear, O Israel." And as we heard on the mount when our Lord was transfigured in glory, "This is my beloved Son, hear him." We follow the words that we listen to. Either the words of the Word of God or the words of the world. Either the words of the icon of the Invisible Father or the words of the idols of the spirit of the Antichrist. See how Eve lost her divine beauty when she listened to the words of the serpent. See how Israel became covered with wounds, bruises, and putrefying sores when she listened to the words of her neighbors in the world and embraced their idolatry. So also, are we not bruised and broken and covered with putrefying sores in body and in our soul when we listen to the words of the idols of the cities and follow them? Note then that it was those who heard that Jesus is in a desert place and who followed the word they heard, to come away from the cities and its idols, and into the desert place where the Lord was. These are the ones who were healed of all their infirmities. Even as Isaiah prophesied in the first chapter of his prophecy. This is the shape of the soul's inner life. This hearing Jesus and following him out into the desert place, away from the cities and away from the idols of the cities. This is the shape of the soul's inner life when she is living the ascetical life of the church. The Lord delivered them from all their fears and troubles when he healed all their infirmities. He filled them and they had no want. He satisfied their stomachs. In other words, even their carnal desires, epithymia, with good things. All of these are quotes from the Psalms. Note that this healing by the Lord takes place in a desert place. It takes place in a desert place, outside the city. It takes place in the heart. In the desert place of the heart, when the soul comes out of her idolatry to the place where the Lord is, and that's the tomb of her heart. I said that this feeding of the 5,000 has the shape of the Exodus. The feeding of the 5,000 in a desert place where the Lord was has the shape of another meal that took place in the Exodus. When the elders of Israel appeared in the place, it says in Exodus, when the elders of the is of Israel appeared in the place where the God of Israel stands, in the foothills of Mount Sinai. And remember that Mount Sinai was in the desert. And in his presence, the elders of Israel, in the Lord's presence, the elders of Israel ate and drank. This meal took place after Moses had sprinkled the people with the blood of the covenant, it says. And they had heard, the people had heard the words spoken by the Lord, and they had vowed to do them. So also, we hear the word of God. We are sprinkled with the blood of the covenant. Well, we're not sprinkled, we're dunked in it at our holy baptism. We're immersed in the waters that came out from the Lord's side along with his blood when he was on the cross. We eat and drink the blood of the covenant, of the new covenant, in Holy Eucharist. But it is not the blood of bulls and goats that we're immersed in and that we eat and drink. It's the body and blood of God incarnate, our Lord Jesus Christ. So perhaps we begin to see now how this feeding of the 5,000, which has the shape of this meal of the elders on Mount Sinai in the desert outside the city, is the shape of the church's Holy Eucharist. After this meal of the elders, it says on Mount Sinai, Moses went up with Joshua. Jesus is what the word is, what the name is in Hebrew. He went up with Joshua into the Mount of God. The elders were commanded to pray and to wait in inner stillness. And the word is taken from the word of Hezekiah. Be still. Moses is commanding the elders. Be still. Pray in inner stillness and wait. And then Moses and Joshua, or Jesus, went up to the mountain, and the cloud of the glory of the Lord, in other words, the Holy Spirit, came down and covered the mountain. Its appearance, it says, was a burning fire. And there on the mountain, in the desert, is where the Lord gave to Moses the law, written on tablets of stone. After the Lord's Supper, our Joshua, the Lord Jesus Christ, ascended the cross on Golgotha. Dead and buried, he rose from the dead and went up into heaven. And while his holy disciples prayed in inner stillness and waited, his Holy Spirit, the glory of the Lord, came down and filled the upper room and rested on his disciples as burning fire, tongues of fire. And there in the upper room is where the Lord gave to his holy disciples his Holy Spirit, written not on tablets of stone, but written on their hearts, now created anew and washed clean. All of this is the shape, brothers and sisters, of our coming this morning to the church. This is the place where the God of Israel stands, as it says in Exodus. He stands on the cross, and the glory of his Holy Spirit that comes down on us as the uncreated fire of God that burns away our dross and makes us children of light. But there was another meal of the Israelites in the Exodus, showing more the shape of the world. When the people, tired of waiting for Moses, obviously they were not praying, and so they got tired of waiting for him to come down from the mountain, they forged in the fire an idol of a golden calf, and they cried, "These are the gods that brought you out of Egypt." Then it says they sat down to eat and drink, and they rose up to play. They were in the desert, but you can see that their heart was in the cities. Their heart was in Egypt, where they were worshiping the idols of Egypt. And it is not insignificant that Moses commanded the sons of Levi to gird their sword on their thighs. And the sons of Levi went through and they slaughtered 3,000 people who had worshipped the idol of the golden calf. Brothers and sisters, this morning our feet came out of the city and into this desert place where the Lord stands. Did our mind and our heart follow? Where are we in our heart this morning? Where are we in our heart during the week? Are we at table with the elders of Israel and the holy disciples in the desert place where the Lord Jesus Christ stands? Or are we with the Israelites eating and drinking where the altar of the golden calf stands? They follow Jesus, it says, out of the city and into the desert place where he was, and he healed all their sick, it says. Curious, St. Paul uses this same word when he says, "Because many of you eat of the bread and drink of the cup unworthily, you are sick, and many of you sleep." Same word. How is it that many who come and eat the bread and drink the cup of the Lord are not healed, but are even made sicker, perhaps? Look more closely at what St. Paul is saying in this place where he writes of eating and drinking unworthily. He says this, "Whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord unworthily," and then in your English Bibles it will say, "is guilty of the body and blood of the Lord Jesus." The word in Greek, it can mean that, but it has a broader range of meanings. It also can mean that you are bound, you are tied, you are united to it. So what he's saying is, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord unworthily is bound to the body and blood of the Lord. And this is why many of you are sick and many of you sleep. Moses says to Israel, "The Lord our God is a consuming fire." Isaiah says, "The Lord shall kindle under his glory a burning like the burning of a fire, And the light of Israel shall be for a fire, his Holy One for a flame. And he shall burn and devour Israel's thorns and briars in one day. The thorns and briars would be the sins of Israel's idolatry. When we eat the bread and drink the cup of the Lord, when we dare to eat the bread and drink the cup of the Lord, understand, we are binding ourselves, we are uniting ourselves to the body of the Lord that has destroyed death by his death. We are receiving into our bodies the glory of the Lord that burns away the thorns and the briars of our idolatry. This is the word of God, the fire of God, that penetrates all the way to the division of soul and spirit, to discern even the thoughts and the intentions of our heart. You can't pull a fast one on God. If in our heart we have not come away from the idolatry of the cities, and we eat and drink the bread and the cup of the Lord, understand we are binding ourselves to this burning fire of the Lord's glory that destroys the idolatry that we have bound our hearts to. And so we will be consumed by the fire of the Lord along with our idols. But if in our heart we are following the Lord out of the city and into the desert place where the Lord stands, the desert place of the tomb of our heart, when we eat and drink his holy Eucharist, we bind ourselves to his body that has made the tomb of our heart to be the place where it's death that dies, and we live. We're binding ourselves to the fire of Christ's glory that burns up our idols. And since we are not identifying with them, since we have tried to come away from them, it leaves us healed, cleansed, even deified. For uniting ourselves to Christ, we ourselves become fire. The lesson here is not to stay away from the chalice, but to come away from our idols and into the desert place of the church where the Lord stands on his holy cross outside the Lord, outside the city. Listen. Give ear to the words that he is crying out to us in his tender mercy. Come, all you who are heavy laden, come out of the cities. Come into the desert place where I am, and I will give you rest. I will even make the desert of your heart to blossom like a rose garden. Everyone who is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. The Spirit and his bride say, come, come, come away from the cities, come away from the world. Come away from the idols that you so love. Come away from them. They're only death. They get you nowhere. Come away from the city. Let him who hears say, come. Let him who is thirsty for life, thirsty for joy, thirsty for healing, let him come. And whoever will, let him drink the water of life freely. The water of life, the blood of Christ in Holy Eucharist. Hear the word of the faithful. Hear the word of the Lord, O faithful. Let's come out of the city to the desert place where our Lord Jesus Christ stands in the glory of his cross, and where he wants to heal us and make us alive and make us to burn with his fire, so that we become children of light. Most holy Theotokos, save us. Glory to Jesus Christ. Amen.